It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being on the losing end of a blowout.
Oh, says you.
Says me. Not a blow job, a blowout.
Oh, okay then.
Number 845-986-8804. DenPen, DavinComedy.com. It will be monitoring that for you. If you want to participate in the live show. Pip is here. Hi, Pip.
Hi.
I'm Davin. I'm here. Joe's not here. Joe will be here.
Yes.
Joe will be here at some point. On the show, a healthy dose of School of Fools as the NRA holds a fundraiser where they raffle off guns in a high school.
Yay.
A New York high school football coach gets suspended for running up the score in a blowout. A student dresses as Hitler for Halloween and marches in the school parade. And yeah.
And that's okay, right?
Well, not really. We're going to try to play in the barrel this week. Hope to get to that.
Okay.
Scamming Scammers with Clara Morgan, episode two. Episode two. Last week was good. Got to meet her. Found out my new job.
Yep.
Things are going well with me and Clara. This time it could be for reals. And on the Afterbirth show, keep it light this week. On Facebook, you'll now get suspended. You could get suspended if you send somebody an eggplant and a peach emoji. But fear not. Apple has a whole bunch of new emojis, including one for girls' periods, because there was a clamoring for that, apparently.
I don't remember hearing that.
Oh, yes. There was quite the clamor.
Oh.
So last week, we recorded the Davin's Den Scams of Scammers. We just posted that on YouTube. You can go to... the Davin Comedy Channel on YouTube, and it's up there. There's a link on the Davin's Den Facebook page. So, you know, each week we're going to record the video, and if we get, you know, we'll see how long we decide to do that for. So it'll say, like, this week will say, last week will say, Clara Morgan, part one. This week we'll do it, Clara Morgan, part two. So you can follow along. So if you don't feel like listening to the audio, you could just do the video. It was about 29 minutes, so it's not very long. You get to see us goofing around, having fun. With that, I did that when I looked at it, and it's shot in low def, and I don't have a high def camcorder. My phone's high def, but I have a low def camcorder.
Yeah, well, good.
Why?
Nobody can see my roots.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Probably
not.
No.
Because the lighting's not great. I mean, it's funny. I looked at it. I'm like, shit, this looks like really ghetto when you do it from that angle up there.
Oh, because your kid's stuff?
Yeah, you just got, like, boxes and crates behind Joe.
Yeah, we're in a basement. What do you want?
I don't know. This looks like... You see some people, they have like a nice studio and everything, and this just looks really ghetto, but that's okay.
Well, that's who we are.
It is
part of our charm.
It is amazing. We've done the things we've done from where we are.
It is.
So, but that's up there. So, yeah, you can definitely check that out. I suggest the first time we're really dipping into the video thing. You excited about it?
You know, I always have a little hesitation about
video.
Actually,
it's not the first time.
It is not.
No, we used to do a lot of video. What am
I
talking about?
Well, that's where the trashy green tablecloth came from.
Well, that was the second incarnation.
Yes.
Of the video.
Yes, we have videoed before.
Yeah, we just haven't done it in a while. We used to do it high def.
Yeah, we did. That was really frightening.
Now it's not. I mean,
I don't know if that was more frightening for us or for the audience.
Years ago, I bought that camcorder on the road because mine died. and it was like right when high def was starting, but it was like another 100 or 200 bucks.
Yeah.
So who knew? I probably should have known. And who knew the thing would last so long? But it's a Sony and it's good, but it's just like low def. So now people bitch, why don't you shoot high def? You know, for what?
Well, you know what? It takes a lot of money to keep up with all the technology.
I mean, I could probably get one at a good price now.
Yeah, now.
I'm just not interested in it.
No.
My camera has a great my phone has a great camera on it.
That's what you were trying to say.
That is what I was trying to say. But for some reason, it can only record 30 minutes at a time and then it stops.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, so that kind of sucks.
Oh.
But, yeah, so that's why we're using the old Sony Handycam. So.
Well, I found that my phone can record hundreds of little 15-second bits.
Well, would you pocket record?
When I could not. No, I could not speak the last time I was doing a video. I could
you
not
You shouldn't even
get,
be doing it with the camera. You should be doing it with Instagram.
Oh. Well, I was doing it with my phone.
I know. You gotta message Adam.
Yeah, I do.
And you got to set up a time where Adam can walk you through it again. You do it on the Zoom so
you
can see
him. Well, the thing is that I'm using a different kind of phone. And so everybody always tells me what to do with iPhones. And I'm like, I'm on a Samsung.
I'm not using an iPhone.
Oh,
I'm using an Android.
All right.
It's the same thing.
Droid. I got to figure that out.
A Motorola. Okay. Has nothing to do. It's the program.
All right. I'll figure it
last
out.
Last time there was. So, yeah, you got to get with Adam. And, you know, you got to do that.
Wait a minute. His wife would have a problem with that if I got with Adam.
Not as long as it's on Zoom, so everybody could see it. But you got to get to Adam and learn this. So does Joe. Joe has to get with Adam, too. I mean,
yes.
Adam shouldn't have to be posting your stories.
No. I will learn how.
This is the basic shit.
I will learn how.
Yes. I mean, we did try at one point. At one point, it worked, and then it didn't work.
And then it didn't work anymore.
So I got to see. Here, give me your phone.
I don't.
Go
we're
open
not
up Instagram.
Do that now.
No, I just want to see if it works.
Oh.
I'll do it. Go open up to Instagram. I could do a radio show and do a Pip Helix Instagram.
Nobody wants to listen to us do tech issues.
I'm not going
to
do a tech issue.
All right.
I'll just do a story real quick.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do this.
All right. So he's going to fiddle with my phone and figure out if he can figure it out. I haven't been doing it that way. I was recording it like you normally record stuff. And
how do I go back?
Getting people to... you press the bottom over on the where there's nothing to
go,
indicate.
Get me back
you
to the thing.
It.
Yeah, your phone's weird. Like, there's got
to
be a setting on there.
Yeah,
and you know what? That can be Adam's problem.
Yeah, there's.
Because I don't know what's.
Where are you trying to get to? He's looking at cats
Instagram's
on my Instagram.
All right, so you have to turn on Instagram's camera.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so you have to. I'm not going to do it all now, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you can show me later.
Yeah,
it's tough to do it when you're distracted.
Yeah, you can fuck around with Adam. With
yeah,
it.
I
not
know.
My problem. All right. Well, it is my problem, but you and Adam cannot do it. Yeah, you probably don't have your camera hooked up for
probably
Instagram.
Probably not.
So, yeah, you can go back to basics with Adam. All right, what's going on?
So, as I texted you, I spent Sunday in the ER because my girl parts are irreparably broken, and they are just
lack of use.
They
just get to get decrepit, dilapidated. Dust bunnies roll through.
I think that was a tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
And it was a scratchy motherfucker. No, I.
What do you just like? Wake up in pain?
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Can you like shove a hand up there and scratch that itch or something?
No, it's not an itch. Actually, it's pain. So
like shoot up some like ice mist or something. Just
what
like
is
numb it.
Ice mist. Oh, you mean like icy hot?
Just something numb it. Just shoot something right on up.
I wish I could. It's
well,
not.
No, you're gonna need help.
It's not like up at the. Well, it's not like up at the end of the tunnels, so to speak.
Oh, it's on the outside.
Yeah, it's an ovary issue.
Oh, all right. Rub a little dirt on it. Let's go play ball.
I wish.
Let's go play ball.
I wish, but a couple of highlights from my ER visit. Which Mr. Helix brought me to. Thanks,
how kind.
Mr. Helix. And he got to sit
it's
around.
Your husband, what choice does he have?
Well, you
ignore
know.
Ignore you and figure you'll take care of it yourself?
No, I mean, if he hadn't been home or something. But he got to sit around with me in the ER all day. Thing number one was after being there about 5 hours and talking to the physician's assistant, and then the attending comes in. And he said to me, physician's assistant was trying to ascertain whether it was your appendix. And I said, I don't have one.
That would have been the first question I asked.
And it was. And answered.
Well, like, the physician's attendant did not ask you that.
I don't remember if a nurse asked me or she did, but it's in my medical record.
And the physician's attendant did not?
Apparently not.
Fucking moron.
I mean, you're looking around for...
Young?
Yeah. You're trying to figure out if it's my appendix, like...
Just start with a question.
How about, do you have one?
Yes.
Not since 1982.
Jesus Christ. Fucking
my
moron.
My appendix has been gone longer than both those people were alive.
That's funny.
Yeah, I was like, dude, no. But then, of course, they did two different tests to see what's going on. And sorry if I'm...
Well, they sent like a gerbil up there? A canary in a coal mine?
Yes. The canary came out dead.
Nothing.
So the gerbil.
Don't go in there.
Don't.
Just boarded up like an abandoned fucking mine.
It's a no-fly zone, apparently.
No, there's plenty of flies.
Oh, that actually hurts.
How do you think the flies feel? Like, you know, shit is one thing, but this is a little much. Even we have standards.
Are you speaking as one of the flies?
I'm just saying what a fly's probably thinking. A fly probably looks forward to some steaming dog shit, then gets to your vagina. It's like, it's a little much. You know, I'm not that hungry. I'm not. Maybe there's a schnauzer around here who dropped a deuce that I could satiate my hunger with before I go up the helix hole.
Well, now, in my own defense, I have to say that because I've had this problem plenty of times, it was, you know, the weekend, I had just gotten up, even though I was in pain, I took the time to take a shower because I realized everyone and their mother was going to be up in my business, and at least I wanted to smell fresh.
No, it's good. That's considerate.
Yeah.
It out.
I scrubbed it all down.
You know, it's like when you do your spring cleaning. You open up the window. Same thing.
I aired it out.
Parted the drapes. Let a breeze blow. Let it breathe. I understand.
I think that, as a matter of fact, it is pretty apropos that we're having this conversation this evening, because tonight is the Beaver Moon.
I don't even know what a Beaver Moon is.
Well, it's a full
moon. Is it a red moon?
It's a full moon.
Okay.
It just happens to be during the time that the beavers make their dams.
Okay.
So
I thought they make dams as they need them.
I didn't make it up.
So you're just talking out of your hoo-ha.
Well, as I've been.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's the Beaver Moon, and so I thought it was a ripe time to talk about. Well, anyway,
gonna go gay after this conversation. Just plow a nice man in the ass. Call it a day.
Well, speaking of plowing, part of my experience.
Farm equipment up there.
No, is an internal sonogram.
A what now?
An internal.
So they stick.
Sonogram.
They stick like a camera up there.
No. No, no. They stick a large wand.
Like Harry Potter.
Thicker.
Extremis vaginis.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it was like a forearm?
It's about an inch around, maybe an inch and a half around.
All right.
And about 7 or 8 inches long.
Well, there was a time. In your younger days, in your misspent youth, that wasn't a cause for alarm, but a cause for celebration.
No, well, but here's the thing. The tech, which for some reason, in this particular hospital, they always seem to be Eastern German women. Like, Joe's girl's right, like a vibrator. Yeah, it's like a vibrator.
Well, we know why Joe's girl needs it, because somebody's a prude.
No, she doesn't want this.
No, but she was like right on a vibrator, stupid. She was like right on it.
She was right on the vibrator thing?
Well, you know, it gets cold. It's winter season. It's a Beaver Moon.
It's a Beaver Moon.
It's a Beaver Moon. Should,
and that's how one should celebrate.
Poor Joe's girl.
So, first of all, they shove a giant foam wedge under your ass so that your hoo-ha...
Like a Packers fan? Like a cheese head? There's a big cheese head under
There's a cheese head under your ass.
Nice.
And
but they got to get your, hips in position?
They have to get the hoo-ha up in the air.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're a squirt, you could be a geyser. And that's pretty fucking exciting. Old Faithful.
It could be a bubbler.
That would be exciting.
Yes.
Just see people putting their hands over it, washing their hands, going on with their day. Angly, you're right. You're a bidet. Hey. They hover over you.
Hey, I'm down here. Hey.
What was that supposed to be?
That was supposed to be me being covered up, the speaking part covered up, yelling at them for washing their hands over my bubbler.
Oh, who cares? When you got that up in the air, who cares about your mouth? This sounds very embarrassing.
This is not my first time at this rodeo.
So you like it?
No. No.
You can't quit them.
No, it's just really painful and obnoxious. So at first, Mr. Helix decided...
He's in the room for this?
At first he said, oh, you're going to do this in the room? Maybe it's time for me to go to the cafeteria. And I'm like, fine. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Get.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, he can't look at that disaster area the same again.
He's bulletproof.
He's a brave man, that Mr. Helix. Listen to his Hudson River Radio, whatever the fuck he is.
That's true. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
There you go.
So the thing is that she starts this whole procedure by taking basically this vibrator on a wire. She pulls it out of the plastic coating, and then she squirts the most enormous amount of KY I've ever seen in my life on the top of this thing.
I call this 1 p.m. This is just good watching right here. Go on. Sounds like a party.
So she decides... At that point, she...
Like, are you trying to make chit-chat? Like, what's the mood in the room?
No, I am not talking to her.
Because you talk to everybody.
Not during this.
Really? That's the one way we could shut you the fuck up?
It is, apparently.
Wow, that's good to know. I'll remember the next time we share an Uber. Just, hey, scooch up.
Hey!
Hey, driver, you got a styrofoam wedge I can borrow? So Yappy would shut the hell up and we could just get to the place quietly? So you don't have to tell your life story to her back here?
That's not happening in an Uber.
If you don't shut up, it will.
Wait, this is the part that I was like, what the hell? The lights are on.
It's showtime.
She gets this thing ready.
And you got your thing ready. So you're as good as you're going to look.
Yes.
You are manicured.
Joe's girl says she's concentrating on the orgasm. No. If only
really
this.
You have to concentrate on that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah, that's a problem.
No, not really.
It should just happen. But I get it. I get it. Sometimes it's going on so long, it's like, all right, I better think about shit. I get it.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to not let other things distract.
Well, at least this wasn't like an emergency thing. So you could have, you know, you could get it trimmed. You can have the landscaper come over.
I don't care about all of that.
I think you should. It's showtime, as you said. I'll tell you what. If I know stuff's going on, I'm going to try to be as presentable as I can be.
Well, you know what? In the past, I used to do that. I used to worry about what...
It's not worry. It's just consideration.
What the...
Nobody wants a fucking machete before a procedure.
Well, I mean, it's not that bad, but I mean...
I don't know. I haven't seen. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. A little respect.
Yeah, no. No, because what they're about to do... No respect.
It's a female.
Yes, usually.
Is that better?
No.
You prefer a male?
No, it's just that I've only had female techs do this.
But what would you prefer?
I guess the female, but the thing is, they're not any more, like, nice about it, or...
Well, no, nobody fucking wants to fucking wake up and, like, fucking shish kebab your pussy. Nobody wakes up and goes, that's going to be my Sunday. I mean, nobody...
Well,
fucking...
I would hope that occasionally Mr. Helix feels this way.
Yeah, but he has to. He made an agreement before God, who's ever paying attention.
He agreed.
He'll do a lot of things for benefits. This woman... This woman's getting nothing out of this.
No, she gets paid for this.
She's paid whether you show up or not.
I know. So she has to deal with
so she could be watching
mine.
She could be watching the football game and say you with your fucking achy vagina shows up.
Actually, so then She plunges this thing in.
Wait, it doesn't ease?
It eases in.
All right. So a little gentle. Because, I mean, plunge, you'd have a complaint.
She puts it in.
I mean, if it's stabbing you like, if she's stabbing you like she's a Three Musketeer.
Oh, no.
And you're the Royal Guard, then there's an issue.
Yeah, she's like, oh. Joe's girl said only females do that. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I guess
sexist.
That makes sense.
That's sexist. That's some bullshit right there.
Yeah, but you. That would be very. Yeah, but if, very, but, very awkward.
But you know, with people transitioning now, and if that's my dream,
I don't.
Maybe know. I want to be the wand for the. Maybe I want to be pussy wand man. Maybe that's my dream.
I assume whoever's done this has been duly trained and vetted
you
by
know
the
what?
Hospital.
No, I want. You know what? I don't want to be a comic. I want to be pussy wand man. That's how I want to spend my.
You could do this.
Well, apparently, according to Joe's girl, I can't.
Maybe you could. I don't know.
I'm just saying, there's going to be lawsuits if I can't.
Because you've decided this is your new calling?
Yeah, I'll get the training. But yeah, I'm going to be Pussy Wand Man.
Pussy Wand Man.
Pussy Wand. I'm sure that's what they call it.
Oh, yes, it is. It, actually, that's what it says on the certificate
I believe
when you pass
the course.
That's
Harry Potter's latest movie.
That's his triple X version of Harry Potter.
Yes.
She pushes the thing in.
That's it. You're going to feel a little pressure.
No, doesn't even say that.
Really?
No, yeah, no, no, no way.
She played with the clit?
No.
Say she loves you, stare longingly into your eyes?
No, there were no formalities. It's just...
Sounds very cold and informal.
It was. Well, I saw the tremendous amount of KY, and I'm like, okay, well, that's nice. At least
she thinks I'm the Sahara down there.
I know. I was like, what do you think?
All right, it's not sandpaper, lady. Relax.
I know. It was like the most amount I've ever seen.
Jesus Christ, it's not cat litter in there. I could still get a little lubricant. It's a little much. I'm a little offended.
Leave me alone for a couple minutes. Jeez.
Let me think of Wynwood. I swear to God, we won't need the KY.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, he doesn't get me hot and bothered.
Really?
Yeah, no. So the so she decides that
he gets me a little hot and bothered.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Mostly bothered.
Mostly bothered.
Mostly bothered.
So she decides that she has to have the lights out to read the screen. So the light switch is out.
She doesn't want to look at you. She puts the lights out. No, put a tarp over this bitch.
Well, she's not looking at me. She's looking at the screen.
Me as well. You don't want to lock eyes after this.
No.
Hey, just poking around. So what are you doing after this?
No.
What do you want to get for lunch? Just poking around, stabbing at it?
No, but she goes, the light switch is outside, so she makes sure that I'm properly draped, but she goes outside to turn off the lights and comes back in. She's just like left the wand hanging in there.
Well, I mean, listen, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you put it on a stand or something?
But she might need to probe some more. She doesn't know.
Well, she hasn't even started. She just stick it in and then walked outside to turn out the lights.
This is where a clapper comes in handy. This is where they really should have things on a clap. She doesn't have an assistant who she can say, hey, shut off the lights?
No.
Just her?
No.
Well, you probably prefer just one person at this point.
You don't want a crowd.
No, you don't want a crowd.
I've had that. You don't want that.
No.
No. I had another procedure where they had to go up the same venue, and it's like there. It seemed like
venue. It's not Madison Square Garden.
Say for yourself.
Well, it's like when the Knicks play. You know, leave in tears, disappointment, high expectations goes on longer than it really needed to, and you just leave hanging your head and go, I thought it was going to be different this time.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah, I know. I'm very wise.
So
when you're vagina wand man, you're pussy wand man.
The pussy whisperer.
Yeah, the thing fucking yells back, oh, your breath, garlic, lady, relax.
Garlic?
Well, you're into there Halloween, I don't know, maybe a vampire there. Went down on you, I don't fucking know.
So the thing about it that is the worst is that they have to get all kinds of views of you internally, so they move the wand back and forth and really press against the things that are really already hurting.
Well, it makes you feel like you have to pee.
No, they make you go to the bathroom before
you
start.
Still, I would think you would still have that sensation.
No, you just feel ow. And then ow, and ow, and oh, ow. Uncomfortable, ow.
Does this hurt?
They don't ask.
Oh, they know.
She and the one that did it to me before that didn't give a shit about whether it was hurting or not. Just kept going.
That's why you need a guy. We'll be more sensitive. We know how important those are.
No, I've had another woman that was like, I'm sorry if this is hurting, hon, but I have to get the right angle. She was at least concerned about it. This one's just like, ah, ah,
we haven't invented anything fucking better than this yet.
No. No, CAT scan doesn't get it. But a good
basically, what they're doing is they're invading you with a selfie stick. That's where our science is. They're just ramming a selfie stick up you.
I got raped with a camera.
That's pretty much what
yeah,
it is.
Pretty much.
I used to have a joke. When they first developed these little cameras that you swallow like a pill,
yes,
and it takes picture like of your rectum and everything.
Really?
Yeah, something about a dark room and. It's not. Oh, I think the punchline is it's not a Polaroid, it's an asteroid. God damn! It's amazing the bits that you throw out. But that was like that was a staple of the act for a while.
I don't remember that one.
I know. It's. I'm a genius. It's a shame I don't do that one still.
I like that. It's the dark room. Yeah. Yeah, well, this was the ultimate dark room. So they stab around for a
How
while.
How long does this take?
Like forever. Ever?
No, I know,
but
it feels like
but
forever.
I don't know. It, probably 10, 15 minutes. So
ugh,
someplace,
it's a long time.
Someplace in the middle of this, Mr. Helix comes back and he knocks on the door and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who is coming in here right now?
Door's closed, stupid. Lights are out.
Yeah, but he comes in and he
but
sits
an
down.
Idiot.
No, but he, I mean, it's draped so he doesn't have to see exactly what's going on, but he's
just chewing away on some potato chips. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Oh, no. He went to get popcorn. I mean, you know. But we were having a conversation. This is one of his standard stories.
You're having a conversation in the middle of it?
No. Oh. Later. Oh. Later. No, because this was enough entertainment for now. But I said to him, because he has a standard story about when he had to have, he had prostate cancer and he survived. And he has regular checkups, but one of the first checkups after surgery, he had his pants down and he had two blonde nurses kneeling in front of him, both like getting in at his junk and looking at things and stuff. And so he goes, you know how porn makes this look sexy? This is completely
no,
the opposite
make
of sexy.
That look sexy.
Well, I mean, in porn, you have a blonde nurse.
Yeah,
down
but not probing your asshole unless you know, unless it's like the end of a sponge bath. You know,
no, they were in front. I don't know what they were doing to him exactly.
I know. I'm getting at that age. I'm like 45 now. Is intestinal cancer the same as colon cancer?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you gotta have it looked at.
It's the same thing. I thought it's not the same thing.
Well, your colon is part of your intestine. It's the last part of your intestine.
Same fucking thing.
It's like your outside anus, colon, rest of the intestines. So yeah, you gotta have the camera. It's nothing. They put you out. You
no,
don't even...
everybody's awake now.
No, they put me out.
I've never been put out.
Really?
Never.
Mr. Helix gets put out.
No, but I've never had that.
Yeah. And
I've never been put out for anything. I've never been knocked out.
It's
I've been on teams that have been blown out, which we'll get to later on.
Oh, they put you on the stuff that Michael Jackson used to call his milk so you could sleep.
And look how that worked out well for him. Next thing you know, I'm dead and a pedophile. I don't want that.
No, no, no. It's fine.
I'll be a dedophile.
You have a really relaxing sleep.
No, 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 no.
Medically, you can't help but. But no, you don't even know that you're being anally raped.
Because my uncle died of colon cancer, of intestinal cancer. And my grandfather had it. So I guess that means it runs in the family.
And it would be a really good thing for you to
Motherfucker!
I get checked. It's time. Oh, honey, it's time. It's time for the probe.
I just started going to the doctor once every 3 years for a checkup.
I mean, you could step that up a little too. But yeah, no, it's time. And I tell you, the worst of it is that you might feel a little bit nauseous.
I feel nauseous right now.
Well, then, see, this is going to be nothing. It's really not bad.
Now I got to call my doctor who's fucking nuts.
What do you mean he's nuts?
Him and the first vet we had up here. Nice people, but it's like they're fucking perpetually stoned. Nice people. But we felt like we should get our animals better veterinary care. So we moved on from him. I'm not moving on from this doctor.
Why?
He gives you, because he's easy. He gives meds.
Okay, well, they all do.
Yeah, no, I know, but you don't have to fight. Like, he gives meds.
Oh, no, Big Pharma, they all give meds.
No, I mean, like, I talked about when I was, like, ill in the Bahamas, he gave, and the wife was meeting me, mm-hmm. he gave the wife more meds to give to me.
Holy crap.
No, I needed him. I had, like, no voice. I was coughing.
Yeah, yeah, but so, I mean, like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Ah, fuck you. That's what, but then you ask why I stay.
All right, well, I get it now.
But now I got to call this man. All right, I'm going to have the conversation with him.
Yeah. You're going to have to get the pipe.
I don't want to have these stories that you have. It's better when you have these stories.
You don't want to have your hoo-ha stuck up in the air like a vase and then have something jammed in it?
No.
I didn't either.
But you're you and I'm me.
Yeah, and so I should be assaulted by these things every couple of years, but you should not?
This is your thing. It's your hook.
It's not my...
If you listen through the history of the show...
It's all... Usually it's all about ass.
But yeah, medical things are you.
Yeah, it is my thing.
You know,
stuff happens.
When we're talking about pictures of health on this show, I'm as good as it gets, baby.
Nobody's poked and prodded in the right spots.
Right, but I don't get poked, I don't get prodded, I feel good, I look good, fucking lifting weights, got good cardio, ready to go. I work through sickness, I'm as good as it gets. I even muscle through bad tuna fish sandwiches, unlike some people.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Joe says you shouldn't eat, I say, fuck you. Give me that rancid tuna.
Well, I muscled through half of it. That was my mistake.
Right, but I ate the whole sandwich and still did a show that night.
Well, yours wasn't as rancid as mine.
I don't know. Point is, and when it comes to picture health, I'm the one. And now for shit to start falling apart on me, just is it?
It doesn't it, mean it's going to.
It blurs fall the characters.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't think that it necessarily means because you go get things checked that the things are falling apart. You're just making sure that they haven't.
I don't want to get checked.
Well, you know what? It was a good thing Mr. Helix got checked because he had malignant polyps.
How old was he?
He was, well, he was in his 40s. Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, you have to have it looked at.
Oh, but they have this thing where, like, you could send them, like, what was it, like, colo something, where you can, like, send them a poop sample?
Yeah, no. No, you want
I'm going to ask my doctor about that.
Yeah, you talk to Katie Couric's husband.
Why, is he dead or something?
Yeah, dead.
Well, then I'm not going to.
Yeah, colon cancer.
Oh, okay, but they didn't have this colon thing where you're sending your poop back then.
You know what? You really should have that looked
at.
I'm
going to talk to the doctor. Because if I could just, you know, fish out a poop, a turd, have somebody in the house do it. It's for you!
do you remember the Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown show?
No.
Was it
like on A&E or something?
I guess. I didn't see this myself, but there was one episode where I guess she was trying to say that she was, like, backed up, and she said that she had a duty bubble.
Oh.
And I guess she means that she had, like, a heart stool in there or
something. It happens.
Something.
Sometimes you get one in the chamber.
Yeah. So she had her husband dig it out for her.
No.
Bobby!
No.
Bobby!
Well, I mean, listen, she was the breadwinner.
I know. But she was also...
Dig it out.
Dig it out of her butt. She had a duty bubble.
That would just hurt.
Can you imagine?
No.
Somebody, like, going up?
There's nobody in my life I feel that close to.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody is... No, I'm going to a doctor if something is that bad with the behind.
I'm just
going to
die.
You're just going to...
It's over.
You're going to die.
It'll be on the tombstone, dead of duty bubble.
You're of a impacted colon. That's going to be your...
No, duty bubble.
Duty bubble.
Duty bubble. Yeah. No, there is... No.
Truth
no.
Girl asked, why didn't he give her an enema? I have no
idea. Right? That's what I'm
idea.
Saying. Yeah, like you don't have to put on the miner's helmet right away.
I don't know if it was like crowning.
Well, then you got a push, girl.
I know, but
it's like birthing a poop.
I don't know. Is cocaine one of those things that like makes you like constipated or something? I don't know. But
it would suck to be going a mile a minute, but your stool is slowing the fuck down.
I don't know what was going on with her, but I was like,
this is thoroughly depressing.
Why? Why? Because you have things that needed checking?
I'm fucking fine.
I know, but you have to get things checked. Because...
we have enough content.
Well, for example, Mr. Helix, he went and got a full physical, and that included the colonoscopy. And it's a darn good thing that they went up there because he had the cancerous polyps. And so they snipped them all out. There was clean margins. He didn't have to do anything else. But if he had left that alone, they could possibly have breached and gotten into the colon or further. And that could have killed him. So or prevention or early finding is what's going to keep you alive, my son.
Now I got to call my fucking doctor.
Yeah, you should. It's time for the anal rapage. Yeah.
All right. You know what? You fucking ruin everything. You're just like a typical woman who's not feeding me or blowing me. A fucking depressing waste of my fucking time. That's what
listen,
you are.
Listen.
That's what you are. That's what you bring to the table. That's what you have brought to my front door.
You're welcome.
My back door.
I brought it to your back door. Well, I brought it to my own front door.
You are feeding nor blowing, and instead you are just depressing. I don't need this.
Well, I still don't have an answer for my problem.
Well, all right. So there you are. You, Mr. Helix has a front row seat.
Yeah.
Fucking creep.
No, he's
wait outside.
Well, I told him he could stay.
You told him you could stay because you're polite.
No, because like I said, he's been through everything, so it's okay. We don't have a lot of secrets.
You should have more.
No, we don't.
I feel you should have more.
Well, he's been there plunging away, so why shouldn't he see her do it? But
with the fucking wand and a bucket of KY.
Well, actually...
Well, your anniversary did just pass.
Here's a little treat for you, hon. so, it, much like his experience with the two blonde nurses examining his junk, neither of us found the experience of the Russian woman plunging away at my vagina sexy in the slightest.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was not a porn move. That was just...
I wonder what happens if you start moaning like you like it. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, that would be amazing.
That's what Chess Girl typed in. Ooh, ah.
Like, I feel like that should be done.
Can you
just go, oh, to the left. Oh, yeah. Work it.
You know.
That's all you got?
How about a little KY on the clit? There you go.
You have anything,
there you go.
Have anything bigger?
Do you have a black one of those?
I've been with a men's basketball team, damn it.
That gray one is not getting all it should.
Can you play some Wynwood?
No. That's not how I get down. No, sorry.
Can you play some Glass Tiger?
What's that?
Never mind.
Okay. So
a little Smokey Robinson?
No, actually I don't think we listen to music.
It's just completely quiet. Nobody says anything. Nobody looks at anybody.
No eye contact.
No eye contact. No noises are made.
That's not true.
The act is completed. You hurriedly put on your clothing and meet back in the kitchen.
Actually, when he lived in years ago, when he was in between the place he was living before and our house, he lived in a trailer. And we were...
Classy.
We were uncomfortably close to the people next door. And I realized this when... After having our moments, I realized I could hear every word the people next door to us were saying.
That's kind of hot. If you imagine what they look like.
Oh, no, I knew what they looked like.
Oh, were they no, oh, that's now if they're attractive, it's a good time.
Yeah, no.
If it's attractive, you can play the movie in your head.
No, but they were talking. And I realized if I can hear this one.
Did you clip the coupon?
If I can hear
the kids.
Yeah, if I can hear them this clearly, they were actually arguing because there were a couple of drunks.
In the middle of sex?
Well, they weren't having sex. They were just arguing. We were doing stuff. But I realized after we were done how clearly I could hear them. I'm like, oh, damn. They can hear us pretty clearly.
Did that alter what you did?
No, but it was a little... But it was a little embarrassing knowing that they could hear us.
Put on a show, girl. Get yours.
It wasn't on purpose.
I'll tell you what. If I felt somebody could hear, I would have to decide, am I going to be embarrassed or am I going to try harder? I have a decision I have to make at that point.
God damn it, I just took a big sip of coffee when you said that.
Like, because if you might run into... If you run into them in the hall and there's eye contact, you want your girl or guy walking by.
True.
Like I'm going to go, all right, fuck it. I'm doing this is for reals. It's not just about her. this is about my ego and what people think. Which like, really is what it's all about for me.
Well, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Well,
how do people perceive me when I fuck you?
Well, I mean, if people are overhearing you anyway, you don't want it to sound lame. You know?
Pass the remote. Ooh. Well, what's on channel 7?
Oh, this cookie is so good. No.
Ooh, 90 Day Fiancé. No, keep going. You're fine. That would be my jam.
90 Day Fiancé.
Oh,
I know.
So trashy. Love it. I don't watch it religiously, but it's like, oh, I'll do what I think. Wonder if it's on. By the way, TLC, there's no education on that network.
No. Well, there's no history on the History Channel either.
That's perfect.
I know.
So
ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, you know, nothing hot about this. She's plunging away.
Yeah. So, I mean, the end was, you know, they finished up. And
they finished up. Pulled up their pants.
Where are your hands?
Mopped up the floor.
Yeah, of course. And
I wonder what happens if they get a squirter.
How would they even know with all that KY?
That's true. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It was.
That's got to. You got to clean
like,
that up.
Skirt.
What do you get? What do you get? Like a shop vac afterwards? Is that they clean you up?
They don't give you anything.
So you got to put on your britches on after that.
Yeah. You go home.
So you're home like the fucking Exxon Valdez, like an oil slick.
You go home a fucking hot mess.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, you know what? We got to put a towel down on the on the car and the chair in the car.
It's like that shower before, that's over. I need another one.
No, you need like a fucking hose. But yeah, if I had a good car, I wouldn't want you sitting on it. Like, let's get some newspapers.
Let's get some newspapers.
Yeah. You're probably like walking all fucked up and shit now because of because of all that KY.
I was walking fucked up when I walked in because I was in pain.
What are you walking bow legged like a cowboy? You just bent rustled
over.
Some cattle.
No,
bent over.
Yeah, because it was like it hurt so much. Ugh. I was walking in pain, but then Neil goes.
Give his name away. It's
I
fine.
Know. Whoops. So he goes over to them and goes, because they had me walking back and forth. And he goes,
I tell you to walk it off.
No, he goes, because everybody else is going around in a wheelchair. I'm bent over in pain. And he goes, do you think she can have a wheelchair?
All right. So Mr. Helix stepped up.
Yeah, he did. He did. And
good
he
for
was,
Mr. Helix.
Told him what for. So
give him a what for and a how it should be.
And then they give me a what for.
They gave you the what for.
Well, the doctor finally comes in after he realized that I don't have the
appendix?
Appendix that they've been desperately worried about.
It's a funny way for looking for it. There's better ways to access it.
Well, that happened after he realized I don't have an appendix. That's not what it is. So, you know, it was exactly what I told them when I walked in the door, that it's an ovarian cyst. And
that sounds terrible. I don't know what it is, but it sounds terrible.
It's not good. But, it's not like anything harmful, except now it's decided to hurt. So I have to just follow up with another doctor, and I don't know what the hell they're going to do for me. But you know, like... It's not as bad as it was, but it hurts now. So
I don't know how you women manage.
He was just like, basically he goes, well, I looked at him like, well, what do I do? Like, if it hurts like that, like that was really terrible.
What's your drink of choice?
He goes, well, if you take enough Motrin and Tylenol, it's like a, I forget what he used, like a narcotic. And I'm like, so basically go home and take some drugs and shut up.
It's basically pain management.
Yeah
it's terrible.
Yeah,
and it'll just go away on its own.
Could
but you don't want to live your life like this.
No,
you take too much Tylenol, it damages your kidneys.
No, I have yesterday it didn't hurt at all. It started again today.
No,
so
it's show day.
Yeah, I know. So. I know. It was Tuesday and it knew. So, no, I just have to follow up with my doctor. I have to find a new gynecologist. I don't
The other guy retired after dealing with you. He's like, I can't. I'm not going in.
He actually did retire, but he's young. He said,
you know, you see one, it turns you
gray. I wore him out.
You did. It's like, wow, I'm not going back. I'm sorry. I'm joining the circus.
After a couple surgeries, he said, you know what? He pulled off his plastic gloves and said, that's it.
That's it. Drop the gloves.
Done.
Drop the, what's the fucking thing where they probe you?
Wait, what?
You know, the thing where the...
Speculum?
Yes, he dropped the speculum like I dropped the mic. Thank you, good night, boom.
Drop the speculum. That's great.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. That's pretty, what I bring to the table.
Pretty much he did. He dropped the speculum and he walked off.
Peace out, bitches. Deuces. You're on your own, lady. I've done all I'm going to do.
Oh, my God. That's pretty much what he did.
I get it. You listen, your head shrinker fucking retired, too. They both ends of you, they've ruined people.
I go through doctors. I wear them out.
You do.
I do. They just leave their practices and go.
I get it. I don't blame them.
Yeah, so I need new people for both ends.
That's daunting.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, and I was waiting because I knew I was going to get new health insurance through the new day program, and I just got it, so I still haven't
They don't know what they've done. That's gonna you're gonna make them pay. That a girl.
Are you kidding? It was a couple days in, and I'm like, ER visit.
They have no idea.
They have no idea what they have allowed. Yeah. I know. I don't even have the card yet, and I was already using
Boom.
It.
You're like, cha-ching. Am I in the system? I am. Here we go.
They were already treating me before they asked me about my insurance.
Well, they got you off, what, off a fucking pacemaker?
Yeah.
They were warned.
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, here it
you
goes
are
again.
A goddamn mess.
You know what?
You got a bad back, I just found out.
Yeah, I do.
You are a goddamn You're not old enough to have all these maladies.
Well, things started breaking down
Actually,
when I was a teenager.
I'm not old enough to be friends with people who have all these maladies. Let's put the focus back where it belongs.
I had two surgeries before I got out of high school.
Oh, by the way, turns out intestinal cancer, colon cancer. God damn it. Well, you see that look? There was a look of somebody who's happy.
Oh, it's because I'm talking you into doing what you got to do.
Shut up. You're fucking evil.
No, I'm not evil. I want you to live. I want, if there's something wrong with you, for them to find it very nice and early.
There's plenty wrong with me. He's going to be here in like 10 minutes.
They're not working on your head.
They should.
Oh, no. They go in there for longer than that. You're out. You
I'm
don't even know.
Stupid.
He's not going to be in up that
he
area.
He used to have a joke about that.
What? About colonoscopies?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I feel like Joe's been getting colonoscopies for years.
You know what? It's a good thing to do.
I go to the dentist twice a year. It's enough.
No, no. Wrong end. First
no.
of all.
You know, you have bad teeth. It could lead to all sorts of other ailments.
Well, my dad was, he was having what seemed like flu symptoms. And what turned out was that he was bleeding to death from polyps in his colon.
Jesus Christ. You see, there's no good news.
No, he almost bled to death because he didn't even know. And so he was on blood thinners.
How do you not know?
Well, you know what? They hadn't told him what to look for signs of internal bleeding.
Blood.
Well, no, your stool looks different.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What an awful first segment.
So he, all of that poop and colons and hoo-has.
Jesus Christ, now I gotta call my doctor. You fucking people.
Yeah, you do. It's a good thing to do. And because, well, he almost died, and then Mr. Helix lived and, you know, got that treated.
You're like the ass reaper.
I did not give them cancer.
I feel like you're cancer adjacent.
I'm cancer adjacent. I'm not the cancer fairy, however.
You
I don't
be.
Give it to people.
You might be.
No, I dance around and wish for them not to get it, but people still manage. They manage.
Fucking terrible.
So what's going on with you this week?
Nothing that exciting.
No. Well, good.
You know, here's the thing.
Good.
Before you, today, I felt very young and vibrant.
I made you old and decrepit?
Aware. You made me aware.
Of your decrepitude?
Yes, that's what you did.
It's not that you're decrepit.
Tell
it's
you
just,
what.
You have to make sure everything's still functioning okay so that you don't die.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to talk about this. Wasn't even going to mention. Did a show on Friday night.
Okay.
Had a had a great take. Got a partial standing O out of the opening spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Good
nice.
Show. Yeah, and then Reverend Bob Levy went on after me, and he got a partial standing O. Headliner did not get a partial standing O from what I saw, but he crushed too. Oh. Everybody crushed. So cool. It wasn't like, oh, this guy didn't do well. No, everybody crushed. So.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great show.
Just good vibe night, or like was everybody on? Or
well,
was
I mean, they got three headliners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the first one doing the shortest amount of time. But, I mean, Bobby Levy's a legitimate headliner, Reverend mm-hmm. Bob Levy. And Richie Byrne is a legitimate headliner. So they got a great
They got
show.
A really good
They
show.
Were a great audience. But, yeah, I mean, we did good. I mean, you know, whatever.
Nice.
So talking to a 25-year-old girl comes up to me afterward. Cute girl.
Yeah.
Cute girl goes, you know, it's a shame you're married because there's nothing better than a sense of humor. I'm like, that's true? That's what I'm thinking. Like that's a thing? I thought that was just shit women said to ugly dudes. Maybe it is.
No.
She's like, oh, it's just a shame you're married. Like, I saw Chappelle. Like, I saw a special. You're funnier than Chappelle. Like, this girl was, like, all into me and everything.
Yeah.
So, I just turned 45.
So you're feeling like hot shit.
Well, this is a girl 20 years younger than me.
I know. Hot buttered shit.
Yeah. And then you walk in and go, you're old as fuck, asshole.
Gonna call an oscopy.
Yeah.
You're like, gonna die.
Whoa. Ruin the buzz. Like, I hadn't even been thinking about it, but it's just a flattering thing when somebody's 20 years your junior.
Sure.
Is into you, and you can have a cheap, meaningless one-night stand. That's because that's what it would have been to me. But then,
wouldn't that have been
but
wonderful?
But then you're like, you know what? You really should have a man probe your asshole. That's just ruin.
Just saying.
You just ruin every. Like, I can't have my nice little internal happy, like, I'm not as old as my number thing. You know, age is really just the number. There you are. No, that number says you got to get your ass checked, motherfucker. age is just a number unless it's colonoscopy time.
True.
That's pretty funny. That's
really
write
good.
That down for me,
yeah,
because I might have to go, you know, people say age is just a number unless you're a man and you're a certain age and it's colonoscopy time, then it's not a number, it's a fucking appointment. Something like that. But yeah. Yeah, great. So yeah, thank you, Pip.
No problem whatsoever.
Suck. Just like every other fucking woman, you just suck the joy out of my life.
This is our imperative.
Well, you're good at it.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Helix agrees.
Yeah, but he's in for the duration. He gets benefits.
When he's in bed at night, I just put my fingertips on his neck and I go, joy. There's all the joy.
That actually sent a chill down my spine and made me uncomfortable. Like, you're really good at that? Like, I feel like you do that.
Like, it made you uncomfortable. Cool.
No, just, like, I could see you hovering, just, like, above him, stealing his life, his essence.
Well, yeah. Well, yes, I do. I get all of his essence.
Fucking women. You know, you should be herded off into, like, a separate pasture and beckoned when needed. Like
we feel the same about men, trust.
So that we can all live this way.
You can only come over for
and you need us to kill a spider. Then we join.
Just, you get to come over for stud service and killing spiders and getting that fucking painted closed window open.
Every marriage should be nothing but visitation rights. Hi, Joe.
I don't know about the painted closed window. That's a federal case.
Isn't it though? You need a rubber mallet for
You're
that.
You're missing the point. The point is men and women need to live separately. And just beckoned when one needs the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the same house, like you divide the house in half, so ours is going to be a sty.
What do you think my house in Huntington was?
Yeah, but that didn't work out because you need somebody who you like a little bit. like who you're willing to kill a spider for. You know, who's willing to cook a meal. You know.
Point taken.
Yeah, like everybody has to know their jobs. But to be fair, I don't kill spiders.
Well, Mr. Helix has a man cave and I have my woman cave. And this is how we've
right,
been married that
sleep
long.
Sleep together. Because you're sucking his essence out.
Oh, no, he doesn't know about that.
Is that what you call it?
It's a mostly substance's essence.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I don't know. All right, briefly, now that Joe's here, I want to talk about the word retarded.
What a segue. Joe was just shaking his head like,
well, that's what
you
a retard would do.
Bastards.
That's what a retard would do.
No,
look
it's
at
not.
His head's freshly polished. He didn't do sandpaper this time. He feels good about himself. Didn't suffer any abrasions. Job well done. You know, he got a cookie on the from the bus, cookie and juice.
After it healed up, my head came out very nice after I sandpapered it.
Yeah, no, good. Good. You got the first layer of epidermis off, and you're fine. Yeah.
The first layer of epidermis.
It was bothering
Owie.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Owie.
You showed it.
Yep.
It won't grow on that head again.
I remember when you guys, what the fuck happened to you? I sandpapered my head. You what? What's the matter? You don't understand fucking English? I sandpapered my head.
So hence I say, now that Joe's here, I'm going to talk about the word retarded.
Oh, boy.
Like you turn on me. But then, you know, after Joe speaks for a minute, you go, he's got a point.
It's like, okay, we'll stand back and listen now.
He's not even arguing anymore.
My genius is misunderstood.
Is that what
yes,
we're saying?
Yes, President Curry. Your genius is misunderstood.
I like that term. I like that title.
President
what?
Like Curry. Title.
President Curry?
I like that title.
Compared to what we have right now? Yeah. You get my vote.
Yeah really?
Just because I'd be in the cab and go, listen, stupid, what the fuck are you doing here? Well, get out of the way. You're ruining everything.
You at least can most of the time be reasoned with.
No.
Well, yes.
No.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just one of president who can't spell and doesn't give a damn. Wait, we have one of those. Never mind. So, when we were growing up, the word retarded was used.
Yes.
It meant stupid.
Yes.
It was used. It was used to describe mentally challenged people. But if someone did something stupid, you would ask if they were retarded.
And you meant slow.
No, I meant stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
What are you, retarded?
Yeah.
You're like, you just did something really stupid. Like sandpaper your head, for instance. like that would be like if we were kids and you know, and Joe was like Charlie Brown and prematurely bald for some reason.
As a child.
Yes.
I sit in traffic for this.
Man, you can't get this at home.
I used to.
Yeah, but we're funny.
Yeah.
She's just mean. We add humor to it. So, you know, prematurely Joe Brown walks up to kick the football.
Right.
And you go, hey, what's going on with your head? You go, hi, sandpaper. You go, what are you, retarded? And we were all...
Everybody would laugh at him.
Everybody, including the retard.
We would all laugh.
It wasn't meant anything bad. It was just like, what are you, an asshole? What are you, stupid?
Yeah, that's what it meant then.
That's the way retarded was used when we were growing up. In fact, when I started in comedy, I sold a T-shirt that said retardation by association. Because I used to have a joke where you go, oh, it's nice when they drop the retards off in front of the club. When somebody was acting like an asshole.
Right, right.
And then somebody else would... say something, oh, it's spreading, retardation by association. I still wear mine sometimes.
Oh,
It was a very, very good selling shirt. I don't sell them now.
Right.
I wonder how they would sell now. But I don't sell them now. But we have evolved.
Yes.
In the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We are a culture, for the most part, that is more sensitive to derogatory terms.
Well, I do the whole thing on my act where I do the whole preamble and I'm like... If, you know, the words you can't say anymore, and then I go, the word retard. Now, if in the context, and it's all context, in the context of special needs children or special needs people, saying that word is awful, it's mean, and it's wrong. In that context, I go, however, if you're 35, living in your parents' basement, going to Comic-Con dressed as Frodo, you're a retard. You know, so... And then there was one of the first couple of times I did it, there was a woman that goes, you know, I don't like that joke. Did you listen to the preamble? Did you understand the preamble I had on it? You know, where I was coming from with that, you know, and it's all context.
Retard, like, literally means slow. That's what it means.
Yeah, it's like
music.
A fire retardant. You slow the fire.
Well, like when you retard your spark plugs, it's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to make them more challenged. You know, it's like, yeah.
But that's not how it's been used.
Yeah.
No.
But there is the backlash now. So there's the people that are more sensitive.
Right.
Which is most of society. Mm-hmm. And then there's the backlash against that, which you have. And then you have the woke left, which are usually social justice warriors who get offended by stuff that most people just roll off. You know, they go on with it. They go, that kind of sucked. And they move on.
Right.
But the woke left, they can't just do that. They have to bring attention to it and let everybody know what an asshole you are.
Yes.
You know, because that's how they get their social justice points.
Right.
The woke left. And the woke left hates Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
That's because you're retarded. That's because you're retarded.
I'm so sorry
boy,
to tell
oh
you
boy,
this way.
Stop the fucking presses.
We've been trying to shield you from this harsh reality there, Joe.
Thank you for letting me down.
Should have shielded him from sandpaper. Yeah. That would have been the first thing. So the woke left obviously hates Donald Trump.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like Donald Trump, but the woke left particularly does not like Donald Trump. So I posed on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw this or not. I posed on Facebook to my woke liberal friends, would you be offended if a presidential candidate called Donald Trump retarded? Now, before I go on, even Joe, who's one of his staunchest defenders, sometimes I could see in his eyes thinking, that's fucking retarded. There are things that even President Trump does that even Joe's like, I don't know what he's doing. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here and defend him because somebody has to.
We'll try to figure something out.
Yeah,
here,
exactly. But, so even most of his supporters would go, well, that makes no sense. That's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So, and let alone what the rest of us think of him.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And let alone what the woke left thinks of him.
Right.
So, you know, this. You know, if you run against Donald Trump, eventually it devolves into name-calling, because that's just what it does.
Yes.
So, I wanted to know if my woke left friends would be offended, would be upset, if a Democratic presidential candidate called Donald Trump retarded. I thought it was an interesting thing.
It is an interesting question.
Because I watch him all the time go, he's fucking retarded. But I don't say it out loud. I don't say it during my shows. But I'll just be like watching, go, did he just do that? That doesn't help him. He's fucking retarded. It's not even policies that I think are stupid. Like they want less science now when they're dealing with scientific things. That's the new thing.
What do you mean they want less science now when they're dealing with scientific things?
They want less science, less facts.
Give an example, when
the EPA, with dealing with pollution, dealing with lung cancer. What has just come out now is scientists are not allowed to give personal medical information about subjects in their studies. It's illegal
right.
for them to do that. The Trump administration now wants for the scientists to have to reveal personal medical information.
But they can't.
Right. So if they don't, then they're not going to implement things, and they will actually roll back things that have cleaned up our water and our air and stuff like that. Where somebody like
we're
me,
we're not
going to
take a step back. Don't worry. It
we already have that.
Well, the American Lung Association begs to differ. I'm going to go with them over you.
But wait, no. But see that's
retarded.
The American Lung in what ways? What has changed?
No, it hasn't been implemented yet. This is what they're proposing. Mm-hmm. This is what the Trump administration is proposing to implement.
It's a way to force the issue to roll back the laws by putting in a codicil that they know that they can't use because of HIPAA rules.
Right. You know, and it's all about fossil fuels.
Yeah.
It's all whatever. So,
well, fossil fuels is running everything right now. And
well, that's not true either. But
well,
I don't
it, is, it actually is true.
It's not running everything right now. That's absolutely false. I'm not going to let you say that. It's absolutely false. It's not running everything.
It's running most of everything. And when it becomes viable.
Which country?
This country. Okay? Fossil
fuel. What's the percentage? Because there are whole places that are running on solar, wind, and water. Cities. So so in some places. And it's mostly natural gas.
But still, fossil fuels are what's running things.
Right, that's fine. And we don't need to roll back regulations. That's fine.
80%
okay.
Of fossil fuels supply about 8% of the energy consumed by the United States in 2017.
Okay, that's a good percentage.
Yeah.
But there's also a good percentage that's not.
20%.
Which is sizable.
Alternative.
And that will grow when it starts to be more acceptable, when it starts to be more commercially viable, when it starts to become profitable.
It has become profitable. It's getting more profitable every year.
A little, but not as much as the fossil fuels.
It
will the
natural gas might be still cheaper because we have a lot of natural gas.
Well, natural gas, mm-hmm. yeah, natural gas,
but
is
not oil, not coal. Coal
no.
is dying.
Yeah,
coal. You know, Hillary was right. I know.
No, but Hillary was wrong because she's trying to legislate something out. Let the market dictate if it's still viable, and don't legislate it out.
Well, you're talking about legislating like fossil fuels in by getting rid of standards that we've had in place for a long time that make us healthier. You don't want to be China where everybody's walking around
with
a mask.
We're not China. We've cleaned up.
Right.
So much of the way we process coal, we process fuel.
Right. But now under this administration, you can now put dirty coal into. into the rivers again, which we got rid of. And this was never a left-right thing, and this is not the point of the conversation. This was never a left-right thing. This is a new thing that was a left-right thing. George Bush Sr. did a lot, had some really good legislation, you know, that got rid of acid rain. People right. don't remember that. Richard Nixon started the EPA. It's not a left-right thing. It's a new fucking phenomenon for people who don't know their history. But I'm not that person. That's not the point of this.
It's just an ecology issue.
An ecology issue?
Saving the ecology.
It used to be a worldwide thing. I mean, it used to be something we all agreed upon.
Not a political issue, but
people are afraid of science. I get it. I don't care. It's not the point.
No. It's because people realize that some ecological movements are going to hit your bottom line if you are like a fossil fuel company, and so that's
because,
why.
You know, traditionally, the fossil fuel company's been very good to us. They always look out. They always look out for us. $5 a gallon gas.
Sure, they do.
Yeah. I mean, so stop. But no. Whatever. That's not the point. Not you.
Yeah, I'm not defending
No,
them.
But I just happen to know the history of things where it wasn't a left-right thing. That's just a new fucking
right.
phenomenon.
Right, it is.
Which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be, hey, we all want fucking clean air. Hey, we all want our kids not to get fucking cancer.
Because, you know, Joe and I are old enough to remember the smog that used to be in the air. And
L.A.
And all the waterways were disgusting.
And
the waterways are coming back. They're rolling back the right. legislation that cleaned up the air
and
the water.
And what's going to happen is he's going to be long gone, probably dead, because how much long can you live on fucking cheese doodles and Kentucky Fried Chicken? And the next president, whether it be a Democrat or Republican, is going to have to fucking address it. You all right there? Got a shooting pain up your hoo-ha?
Yeah.
You want Joe to stick a wand up there?
Maybe later.
No, all right. The afterbirth show. So, how do you think the woke left felt about calling President Trump a retard, according to my informal poll?
You all jumped on
board.
They
were all in.
No.
No?
No. They did not like the worst use of the word retard, even if it was describing somebody they hate.
Well, good for them. Then they were consistent.
Well, that's true. I didn't look at it that way. They were consistent.
I like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people are not consistent.
No, a lot of people are not. They're just like,
that's true.
You know, blinded by hatred. They'll, you know, all their other lines diminish. But I'm glad to hear that the people who felt that way, they were also able to say, you know what, I'm not going to, like, go against my own principles, even though I loathe him and I would like to call him stupid. I'm not going to use
that.
Not going to use that word.
What, retarded?
Yeah.
You're not going to use that word now?
No.
Why?
Because it is a slur.
Listen, if there was ever a dude to do, it's our president, okay?
Yeah,
you know,
but
if ever there was a bus licker, the guy who won't show his tax returns, his school things, he won't testify. So if there was anybody that was a dude to do, it's
you
that guy.
Are so obsessed with him.
Not at all.
You don't see it. You don't see it. How obsessed you are with him.
I totally am. I see him every day, and I see stupid things every day, and I say, ah! I mean, I'm not searching for it. It's up my nose.
Well, that's right. That's where I've said this guy is going to wear people out,
uh-huh.
Which could be why he loses.
Yeah.
It could be like even people who like him just go, enough. I want quiet. People don't want their politics everywhere.
Everywhere.
They don't want people just, you know, they want to go about their life. They don't want to be.
They don't want arguments.
They don't
every
want to
day.
Turn on the 10 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news and go, and this just in, this tweet just across our desk.
Yeah, and this irritated me. You know, you first wake up and it's like, oh, no, he's up early. You know,
he's from New York, the city that never sleeps. He never sleeps.
But it's like it irritates people. It's like somebody wakes up grumpy every day. You want to just get your coffee and run to the other side of the house.
Don't you think it's the reaction to a Democratic Party that still can't come to terms that he won?
No. No, because... No,
you don't see that either?
No, initially, there was a big part of that. I mean, came into it. When they initially had the pussy hat march, I'm like, it's a little much.
Well...
But that's
not the same thing. It's
no, but I'm talking about right after the election.
Yeah,
when we're
yeah.
immediately marching in pussy hats.
Well, I think that there were more sour grapes than you would normally expect because of the difference between the popular vote and the electoral
vote.
Which
we had with W, but W
exactly.
But W tried to bring the country together.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas Trump has never done that.
He's not even tried.
No, Trump is the first president who's looked at it as like I'm not your president. My base is present. He's the first president we've ever had that in our lifetimes, left or right.
I have a question. Do we remember any other presidents having all these rallies for themselves
no.
during their entire
No, because they were working. they
right.
were doing shit.
So I'm like,
I mean, we're starting to...
You got the job. What's the point, dude?
Like, from
I
now...
I don't get that.
Like, around now, you would start to possibly...
Right.
Because you're going
you're
into that year.
You're gearing up for an election.
You're going
but,
into that year. But no,
but
no...
what's
no,
all this been?
Because he needs his ass powdered.
Yeah,
we've
I know.
Never, every other president goes, I'm the fucking president of the United States. I know that shit. He needs his ass powdered. It's
well,
a different
animal.
You walk
tall and you're like, I'm on Air Force One. Suck it. You know? I mean, why does he need to everybody go, yeah, you.
Because he's very insecure.
Very. That's upsetting.
Everything he does. I mean, listen, W was fucking cocky as shit. I mean, a lot of America thought, you are an asshole. You're retarded. A lot of America thought that, but he's like, I'm W. He's like, I got shit going on. He had a swagger.
He did.
Now, a lot of people would say it was a misplaced swagger.
Well, you know, he started walking like a cowboy because
even
he was
Dick Cheney would
walking
tell,
his ranch.
Even
and,
Dick Cheney would say, fuck you, on the floor of the Congress.
I know.
They had a swag. They weren't insecure.
No.
Obama was not insecure.
No.
Reagan was not insecure. Bill
not
Clinton,
at all.
Bill Clinton was not. They had a swagger
yeah.
about whether you liked it and you thought it was completely misplaced. You're like, these guys really believe they're the shit.
You have to have an ego. You're the president
yes.
of
yes.
the United States.
You have
States.
To have an ego just to want that job. Who
sure.
would want to be president? Who would really
want to
be that?
Want that
but,
shit.
But,
look
but,
what it does to
but
them
you can
physically.
Tell you, but these other presidents that I mentioned didn't have to have their cabinet on television powder their ass
mm-hmm.
and tell them it was their honor of their lifetime to work for them. These guys mm-hmm. knew they were the shit. And you can argue whether they were the shit or not the shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew it. This guy doesn't know it. This guy, I'm telling you. I mean, I see it. He's very insecure.
Mm-hmm.
He's a narcissist. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get that. This past year, up until this year, which is going up to the past 3 years should have been, I won. I'm the president, which is.
Now let's get to work.
Now let's get to work. I don't need the rallies. You can protest all you want. At the end of the day, I'm the president of everybody. An insecure guy has to keep on running to the people that love him most.
Right. How about winning over the hearts of the people that weren't for
you? Weren't
going
to win over everybody because, you know...
Not everybody, but try.
There's probably a part that, you know, Joe speaks of that, you know, never got over. And that's their fucking problem.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
But I'm not that guy because I gave him a chance.
There are always people that are sore about not their person or their side winning. That always
that's
happens.
That's fine. And there's plenty of that with Obama, too. Plenty of that with Obama. That's okay.
You don't say.
that's okay. But do I... No, that it's very lazy to go, they just haven't gotten over it. No, there's a bunch of things that we have seen that, whether it be policy or asking foreign countries, including the enemy,
mm-hmm.
to help, that are illegal, which are a problem. Which if it was if Obama did it, I'd say, he's got to go. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't. We used to be a land of laws.
Yeah.
Now we're a land of snitches get stitches. But there used to be, you know, at the end of the day, that's why Republicans wanted the whistleblower. Benghazi was all about whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that all was for. That's fine. And you know what? Obama handed over everything and said, all right, have 11 hours with Hillary. Have at it. They investigated her 8 fucking times. The Republican Congress, 8 times. They found nothing.
She had the equivalent of 40 colonoscopies.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. So, but you know why? Because Hillary was confident that she didn't do anything wrong, and Hillary had enough cojones. No, you listen. The Republicans had their shot. 8 investigations in Benghazi. You might not like her, but they found nothing. Trey Gowdy, who Donald Trump is calling to defend, is
sort of the same thing with the collusion with Trump.
But that's not what Mueller said. Mueller said he can't try him on that. Mueller said mm-hmm. he didn't say there wasn't collusion. He said I can't do anything about it because of a
same
a
way. Same way, Comey said that she was very irresponsible handing all the computer
that's
backups. You know that she was incompetent.
But
there was no crime.
Wait,
we're talking about Hillary.
Yeah, I know. But what are you saying with the
But Trump's the Department of Justice just came out like a couple of weeks ago and said she didn't do anything wrong with that. So that's his Department of Justice. So forget about Comey. They just came out with it. And you know he wants to nail her ass.
I understand that. But they also said it was grossly incompetence on Hillary's part, but there was nothing criminal there.
Right. But that's not what Mueller said. Mueller didn't say Trump didn't do anything criminal. Mueller never said that. And he is an unindicted co-conspirator, so he did do something criminal. But
do you think Biden is guilty of what he did, getting his son that job?
Well, according to Trump's former national security advisor, no. According to Trump's former national security advisor, this is a long-debunked myth, and he's pissed off that Rudy Giuliani brought it to Donald Trump's table. And, you know, Giuliani seemed, you know, Trump likes to hear, you know, here's the thing, you know.
But did he have a job with the Ukrainian or the Ukrainian company?
Yeah, he had a job.
And did he have experience to have that job?
Listen, did he, it's not illegal. Would you or I get that job? No. Would Don Jr. get the jobs he gets? No. That's just, you know, nepotism. I don't like it. But the fact of the matter is they got rid of the prosecutor who was not investigating enough. It wasn't because they were investigating Burisma, which is the company that Biden's son worked for. It's that they were not doing enough. And it wasn't that the United States wanted it. It was the whole Western world. Western world wanted this guy gone because he was corrupt. It wasn't like...
What guy? The guy with Burisma?
The prosecutor.
The prosecutor.
The prosecutor. They said, you're not doing your job. You're corrupt. You need to go.
And who said this?
The Western world.
Who's the Western world?
All of our allies.
Mm-hmm.
It was the National Monetary Fund? I think it was the National Monetary Fund.
You know, I don't remember this.
They wanted this guy gone because he was corrupt. And like, we're going to give you, Ukraine, all this money. This guy has to go because they deemed it. He wasn't investigating Hunter Biden. But you can investigate it again. I don't give a shit. It's already been checked out. But one does not excuse the other. But you can have it's been checked out, including by, like I said, Trump's former national security advisor. And you know, you would think he would want the best for the president. And he's pissed off at Rudy Giuliani. This came out right when this whole thing started. It's like you know, he's like, Trump's listening to Giuliani. It's like, and you know how like Trump loves these conspiracy theories. Now Giuliani's running around. It looks like he's getting money and everything. He's getting like money from Russian oligarchs, like I think funneled through these Ukrainian guys who are tight with the Russian oligarchs, and they're like the Ukrainian guys are paying Trump. Are paying Giuliani. The Ukrainian guys were paying Giuliani because they were his client, and the Russian oligarchs were paying these Ukrainian guys. So in a way, Giuliani was getting paid by the Russian oligarchs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's come down to. That's why Giuliani's in a whole shit world of trouble. Mm-hmm. And Trump, Trump was right the first time when he said, no, you can't be fucking Secretary of State. Giuliani wanted that job. Giuliani wanted to be Secretary of State, and Trump.
I didn't
Trump
realize that.
Yeah, he did. He was campaigning. He was on TV shows saying that's what. And Trump at that time realized, no, you're fucking batshit. I think not. But you know,
thank God he saw that.
But the circle has closed with people who either are willing to work with the president or who Trump wants around him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
And you got Rudy Giuliani who just fucking embarrasses himself.
Oh, my
and
God.
And just trying to glom onto power ever since he was a failed Republican presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
This is his opportunity. You could go quietly into the good night with some respect like Chris Christie does.
Right.
You could do that. Go, and Chris Christie was treated worse.
Oh, yes.
Chris Christie just like, all right, it's not going to fuck
you're
up.
In, you're out. You're in, you're
yeah,
out.
Chris Christie's like, all right. I'm
just, you toyed with him.
It's fine. You know what? You do you. I'm going to do me, boo. It's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chris Christie, love him or hate him, the guy can still go on any station and be respected.
Yes.
Like, you don't look at him and go, he's batshit. You might not agree with him. But you
no, he's not crazy.
No.
Something happened to Giuliani.
He wants power.
Yeah, something.
But that's the problem.
Something did
that's
happen
the problem.
To him, though.
Trump is having this guy as his lawyer. We talked about this last week. Even you would say, nah, I don't want you as my lawyer.
I mean,
you'd be better off with me as your lawyer, because at least I wouldn't say shit that got you in deeper trouble. At least I know when to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'll work with you on a per diem.
But, I mean, it's scary. You wonder about the judgment of somebody who would have Giuliani, who is clearly a loose cannon, as your representative, your legal representative. Wouldn't you have fired him a long time ago?
Nobody wants to fucking represent Trump. And Trump doesn't. Trump goes through lawyers. It's just I talk about in the eye. So, I mean, they're stuck with each other. But, you
God.
Know, Rudy Giuliani is bad news.
Oh, yeah. He's cray cray.
But, yeah, so no.
Now.
But yeah, so the woke people do not like to call the president retarded.
No, and so. You know what? Nor should they, because I mean, it is a slur, and it does misrepresent people who are challenged in mentally challenged.
But I look
in that
at them
way.
As a better with having a better future and more to offer. I look at them more favorably. I like mentally challenged people.
You know,
I respect people that are born with mental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about those people. I respect those people. Mm-hmm. They're doing the best they can with what they were given, no matter how disabled they are. With the tools they are given, they're trying to live their best life,
yeah,
the best way they can. I never have a problem with anybody who does that. I have a problem with people who are willfully stupid. That's always been my case.
But see, we have big vocabularies, and there are other words that we can use. We don't need to use the word retarded in that way anymore.
I just thought
you could tell when somebody is like so stupid. There was a guy I was.
I didn't know we were going there.
I wasn't sure where this was going.
I was
tales of stupidity with Joe Curry.
I was working at Bananas this weekend, and this guy.
Tell Denise said hi.
Yes, she says hi back. She says she loves talking. You guys are right. She goes, I could talk to him. We wound up talking for about an hour at a time and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
We're girlfriends.
Yeah, you actually are. Yeah.
Well, you and I used to do that.
Yeah.
Until we had a show.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So we have tea every Tuesday.
Sure.
But so there was this guy that was walking up, and you could tell this guy was just an asshole.
You could see it.
And you're sitting there going,
toilet paper on his shoe.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, yeah, I want to sit up front. He wanted to sit up right. And I'm like, all right. This guy's going to be a problem.
He's got heckler written all over him.
And eventually he got thrown out. And you can tell. You can't sit there and go, you can't come in, because you're probably going to be an asshole. You have to let him in and like.
No, you just tell security, hang tight.
Yeah, right.
He won't be here long.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get the entry fee out of him at least.
But the funny thing we discussed, it was either his girlfriend or his wife or a date or whatever. But he left with this girl. And I was telling one of the other guys, this wasn't just tonight. This is every time.
Oh, every place
with
they
this
go.
Guy. You know? It's like, I wonder how she puts up with it, you know?
Big dick.
Big dick.
Be, yeah.
Big dick.
Oh, that's what we said, too. Yeah.
Big, good benefits. Good job.
He was an iron worker. So, yeah.
Oh,
he's got good benefits.
Know?
Good benefits.
Good
yeah.
job.
Which
probably.
Elizabeth Warren wants to take away.
Yeah.
Well, you know that.
No, I didn't.
Real quick, and then I want to take a break. Problem with Elizabeth Warren's candidacy is she wants Medicare for all. Fine, but she wants to take away everybody's private insurance to do it.
Yeah.
No, that's a fucking loser. That's why she. I like Elizabeth Warren, but that's why she can't be the nominee. That's a losing proposition.
It is.
You're going to run on. You're in a union. You fought to get these benefits,
right.
And now I'm going to take them away from you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You
no.
can't run on
you
that
can't
shit.
Do that.
So
no.
as much as I like Elizabeth Warren, because I do believe she's always fought for, you know, middle class, lower class people, it's a fucking loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me ask you. Bloomberg. You've always liked Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Up until the last fucking thing with the soda. That was a little much. that's when Bloomberg jumped the Minerva, so to speak. It's a little much when he was regulating our soda. So, Mayor Bloomberg, he won't get the Democratic nomination.
No, because what the problem is... is because the Democratic Party, they don't want a rich white man leading them. So who joins the race? A rich white man.
Well, he's Jewish, so he's not white in some places.
But still, I don't know. Yeah,
say he was. I don't think he'll get the Democratic nomination. I like Mike Bloomberg. I mean, I don't know if he's the right guy right now, but I like him. He's a smart guy. He's self-made. He did 2 out of 3 terms in New York City. It was excellent.
Except with the nanny policies, everything else I did like him.
And that was just the last thing. The last term was like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Come
it's a little
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
But he was very popular. He did a good job.
But
So say we get Mike Bloomberg versus Donald Trump. Are you firmly in Donald Trump's corner?
I have to hear the platform of each.
Well, you know, Bloomberg is going to be more on gun control,
mm-hmm.
and you know he's going to be more on the environment because he spent a lot of his money.
Right.
That's what he's been working towards.
Then I probably sway more to Trump.
Okay,
and like I said, it wasn't a gut reaction. I said it's platforming. You gave 2 examples where it could be in a platform.
Right, but I don't. But we don't know if these are unrealistic gun reform.
But you here at the show right now.
All right.
In November of 2019, yeah, let's have this conversation in the summer. If
he makes it that far, I don't think he will.
I don't think he's gonna. But who do you?
What do you think? We're not ready for a Jew?
No,
that's part of it.
Well,
I know.
Isn't
that sad?
Well,
but then at this point, those people weren't going to vote for any Democrat anyway.
No.
So it doesn't really matter who they run.
And the thing with Buttigieg is, no matter what his platform is, he seems like a nice guy.
At this political cycle, America's not ready for a gay president.
I don't know, man. He's very charismatic.
But
know.
Still,
he
I
could talk his way into your pants.
Yours, Joe Curry's pants.
We had this conversation when we were on tour out there back in April.
A few months later.
But still, it's not, no, he'll never be. He could be.
You know
maybe.
What?
This election cycle, I don't
here's why,
believe
here's
so.
Why, when we were talking then, I mean, in my mind, President Trump was already off the tracks. But since we went on tour, which was, what, last March?
It was April.
Okay. It's gotten worse. And Pete Buttigieg is such a stark contrast. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think it would be more of an anti-Trump thing because, again, I think the country is just exhausted. And Buttigieg is calm. He's understated. He's well thought out. He's a veteran, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. So, again, I think potentially he could. I at the time I thought, well, you know, they won't go.
I still feel because basically it's been so crowded with the far left and more socialist candidates.
But he's moderate.
Hear me out. It's been so in this election cycle, it's been so bombarded with socialist left candidates where I think that's the party's mindset right now. And I just
he is surging in the polls, but, and Biden is still number one. Biden's a moderate.
Yeah, I like I said,
you'll vote for fucking Biden and you'll like it.
And,
right?
And, but like I said, you brought up good points about Buttigieg. But and like I said, I'm not homophobic, but just politically speaking, I don't think it will be in this political cycle. 2024.
Well, he's a young man. He can run again.
Yeah, 2024 is a different story.
I don't know. We didn't think that the country was ready for a black president.
And a lot of them were. And a lot of them were not.
And they were not.
And they were not. So,
but it happened.
It did happen.
You know. So
listen. I think to beat Trump, it's not necessarily a contrast in policy. You're going to get a contrast in policy no matter what. But a contrast in persona who's charismatic.
Yes.
Like today, Obama, like if Obama was running, he could beat a Trump because he was charismatic and he was dignified.
Right.
And I get you're always going to have your 35 to 42 that are ride or die with Trump.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, he won the presidency on 70,000 votes spread across three states.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's and a lot of those were anti-Hillary votes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know this guy will give him a shot. He's got no record. People, listen.
We want something new.
We want
Be
something
careful
new.
What you wish for.
Right. But he got a lot of that vote. And yep. Hillary was anything but new.
Yep.
So, and people always want new. Obama got in because he was new.
Yeah.
I mean, Hillary was more qualified than Obama.
Yeah.
McCain was more qualified than Obama.
Right.
Obama was new.
Yeah.
So America, Trump won because he was new.
He looks shiny and new. Yes, we can.
So that's another reason why it could be Buttigieg. I don't know. You know, I don't have my heart set on anybody. I'm not ride or die with any of these candidates.
I don't have my heart set on anybody yet.
You know, I just want somebody who will beat this guy because I'm exhausted and I think he's a moron. And I gave him a chance. You know, I told you what he needs to do. We talked about what he wanted. You know, do the infrastructure thing. You said you wanted to knock down prices on pharma. I'm with you with that. You were all
Sounded
about
great.
Term limits. There were things that I could have gotten behind this president on.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do we got? We're taking away DACA, which is something even you think is fucking. You know.
Well, the thing about it is they got to restructure DACA. They have to. I don't agree with taking it away.
Well, that's what they're in court for. That's what the Trump administration is in court for. Over 700,000 people will be in limbo.
All right, Senator. Oh, calm down.
No, I'm telling you.
I understand that. But like I said, I'm not, like I said, I think it should be restructured. First of all, for it needs to stop.
Yeah, we have stopped it.
That right. Moving on from step one. Okay,
stopped.
Step two is if you've been in this country in a certain age group, let's say 3 years to 17 or something like that.
Well, they're older now. A lot of them serve in the military.
Well, give me an age group, please.
Listen, I think at the time, well, before we stopped it. Before we said
right,
before
for the debate, yeah, for the debate, and
for the so these people they figured it's like 794,000 people.
Okay,
these people
give me median age to have the debate.
If you're over 40, no. I mean, but
no.
I mean, if you're 3 to 30, I guess.
All right, good. All right, good. 3 to 30, you will have an 8-year period. to get citizenship,
which is what we don't have now. There's no pathway.
But what I'm saying is, like I said, I don't agree with getting rid of DACA. I agree with reforming DACA. Now, the question, you know, and I said reforming, so I'm explaining what my platform, so to speak. All right, so you have
that's
why
you make a better president,
right? So you have a 10-year grace period, 8-year grace period to get, you know,
and that's what these people want. That's what they want. They consider themselves
Americans. I agree with that. But like I said, well, you know, you got to work with
them. But you're talking about something that is reasonable and compassionate, which most people, left or right,
want to happen.
Would agree with what you said. Some variation, I'm sure there'd be, you know, some fudging around the corners. Most people could agree with what you're saying. That is not what the Trump administration is arguing in the Supreme Court right now.
Right.
They're arguing to get rid of it, where these people will lose their ability to work, and they could get deported.
Right. And they consider themselves...
And a lot of these people now have kids here who are born in this country. So you talk about separating family. You're talking about a lot of veterans. A lot of...
Well, by the way, veterans was the second part. You serve in the military, automatic citizenship.
That's not part of this.
And that's not part of
but
it.
But I understand that. You know, if you'd like, I'll try to get to Washington tonight and whisper in his ear.
No, you can do it tomorrow.
it'll keep until Wednesday.
I don't agree with it.
Right.
I agree that it should be reformed, and I just gave my, you know, my thoughts on ideas
to
reform.
But like I said,
I think most
people would what you said would be reasonable.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, okay. You know, I get that.
And the reason, hey, gotta go. They weren't brought here. They were brought here, but they weren't brought here under their own will.
Mm-hmm.
They were brought here by their parents.
And that's the argument.
So to say, look, they were brought here, they want to be, so this is what we'll do. Mm-hmm. You have 8 to 10 years in the age group to get your citizenship.
You're showing compassion.
No, I'm showing common sense. Like I said,
Showing both.
And I've said it before, time and time again, I take things issue by issue. You have this time frame to become a citizen.
Now, is DACA a make or break issue for you in an election? Or is it something like you said the environment was a big thing for you and gun control? Well, we were talking about Bloomberg.
Oh, okay.
So those would be strikes against Bloomberg.
Right.
In Joe's mind.
Okay.
So if Bloomberg had something more in line with what you think for DACA, would that be a check mark as a plus?
It depends if there was something else that I didn't like that was more input. That was
just
more,
on that man, just that issue. Is that a plus in his?
It would be yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah, that would
okay.
be a, that would be a plus.
So we have two negatives and one plus.
If you've come, but you know what, you gotta, you know, you come out and you. Let's say it was me. I'm running. I would come out. I believe that these, you know, people.
Is that your politician voice?
Yeah.
that was.
Like a speech change.
And you want to know. You want to know what sucks? I said if I ever got into politics, I would not talk like a phony baloney. I've been in politics for 37 seconds.
And you started right away.
Don't worry. We already have dirt on you.
Oh, God.
The Fusion GPS has pulled up this dossier. What's this about coming on a leg, Mr. Curry?
Yeah. Oh, by Blockbuster, you kept 3 films, you motherfucker.
Oh, next thing you know, you're going to be announcing that you're a jelly donut.
Yeah, but bring out the, you know, the bullet points on that. You know,
all right. Very good. More politics than I care to do. All right, on the break,
and we just kept going. And I, you know, it's funny. We get the all right, move on. Oh, all right.
I like when we're
all guilty on this.
I like when we were talking about Pip's pussy. Those were good times.
Right, what are you going to do?
You walk in and pussy talk stops.
Well, bring them back.
All right, on the break, new music from Mr. Music versus Dr. Beat with Info. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de. When we come back, an ample supply.